I'm Samantha Souders, and today we're on the job with Julie Greer. Julie is a real estate broker and the owner of Julie Greer Real Estate. She's been in real estate for 21 years, and she's owned her own company for 4 years. What are the main tasks or responsibilities that you have in your profession?
As a real estate broker, our goal is to help the agents that may work under us. The goal of a realtor is to help someone find their home. It may be to help them find a home or to sell a home and to make it a seamless experience, to help everything go smooth, to put them in touch with the people that can help that transaction flow smoothly.
And what would you say the rewards of your profession are?
When you get to the closing table, whether they're buying or selling, I love my first-time home buyers. I love people that have outgrown their home because they've started a family. Or in my husband and I's case, our kids are grown, so we're looking at downsizing. So finding that home that we'll retire in and hope the grandkids will come visit. So it's lots of fun.
And on the other side of that, what would you say the most challenging part is?
The people. As a realtor, a lot of our job is to educate people. We are responsible for making sure the transaction flows smoothly. So if we don't give them the right information to help them make those decisions, then it can be a little bit challenging.
If someone were interested in entering real estate, what advice would you offer to them?
I would say spend a day with the realtor because we have lots of ups and downs. The market's crazy right now, so you can show houses and somebody gets their dreams up and then they don't get the offer accepted. But then the reward of getting to the closing table when they do get the offer accepted. So every day is a little bit different and there are lots of ups and downs.
What do you hope to accomplish in your position or see your company accomplish?
I am very comfortable with where our company is in that we don't strive to be number one, but we want to make sure that every client that we have is comfortable with the transaction and we can spend as much time as they need to understand the whole transaction.
Being in real estate or being a real estate broker, what has the job taught you?
Patience, a lot of tenacity. You really have to be persistent in a lot of things. When you get your real estate license, you don't have a client. So you've got to learn how to go out and get those clients. So a little bit of marketing. We wear a lot of different hats. We get to market, we get to be the counselor, we get to babysit sometimes while, you know, parents are trying to look at the house. So I've learned a lot about people.
Is there any specific education that you have to have?
Yes, ma'am. To be a licensed realtor in the state of Texas, you have to take 6 core classes. And each one of those classes are 30 hours, and they are set by the state. Principles of real estate, contracts, law, agency. We use a lot of forms. There's one whole class all about forms. And then after you've passed all of your classes, then you take the state licensing test. And then you do have continuing education. Your license is good for 2 years, so every 2 years you have to continue educating. And our field changes quite a bit, so you have to stay on top of things. We have new contracts coming out, so you gotta know what's going on.
And then you said the job teaches you patience and people skills. Are there any traits or characteristics that you think a good realtor or real estate broker should have?
I think you need to be able to listen. I think if someone says they want a 3-bedroom house, don't try to sell them a 2-bedroom house. And then you have to listen to know what they want in a neighborhood. The schools are very important if you have children or are planning on having children. If they are a dog lover, then they might want to be close to the dog park that we have. I'm a beach person, so I love being close to the water. So just listening to them and finding out exactly what they want. And then sometimes educating them, if it's their first home, they may not get everything they want in that home, but it's a goal to work toward.
Why would you say that what you do is special to the community?
A lot of people say that homeownership is the American dream, and it's always great to help someone achieve that. But it's also important to educate home buyers that maybe homeownership is not for them. If they're not gonna want to paint ever so often, if they're not gonna wanna do the general maintenance of a house, if you don't wanna do yard work, staying in an apartment may be better for you, or just leasing a home may be better for you to learn what the responsibilities are of homeownership.
On the job with real estate broker and business owner, Julie Greer.